This morning's forecast for the U.S. has not changed greatly from that of the past couple of days. It still looks as though a good mix of rain and sunshine will impact most of the U.S. corn and soybean producing areas, and that will translate into a very good environment for crop evolution. We will see the crops continuing to work their way towards reproduction, and doing so, it will likely be a very good scenario. The crops will see aggressive development brought on by warm temperatures and favorable soil moisture as well as timely rainfall. Over this next 7 days, most of the Midwest will see rain at one time or another. A lot of areas will pick up on a half inch to an inch and a half of moisture over the 7 days coming up. There will be some potential for some heavier rainfall in pockets. It looks like right now today's forecast is probably favoring some of the heavier rains in the upper parts of the Midwest for the end of this week. Going into the weekend, there is a little colder pool of air that's on the charts today in the upper parts of the Midwest and portions of Canada's prairies for later this coming weekend into the early part of next week. Now, I realize there is a cool air mass already in place in some of that region this morning, but it is expected to be a fairly wimpy event and move off to the east without dropping any further south into the heart of the Midwest. Whereas the event that occurs later in this coming weekend and on into early next week promises to dig further south into the heart of the Midwest, and it should set off a little bit of a period of stronger thunderstorm activity just before the cooler and drier air moves into the region. As a result of that, we'll probably see the potential for some returning localized flooding as we get into the weekend or maybe even as early as late this week, but it isn't expected to last very long, and it will be followed by a short-term bout of drier and cooler conditions across parts of the Midwest. The end results of all this should still be beneficial for most of the crop development. One of the concerns out there across the Midwest today is over some of the soft wheat quality. Most of the crop is still in good shape, though, and it doesn't look like the rains that occur over the next several days are going to be frequent enough or significant enough to raise a real serious quality issue. However, there will be pockets that may be exceptional to that. In the meantime, hard red winter wheat country in Kansas and Oklahoma will see widespread rainfall today and tomorrow, and that will continue to put a lot of pressure on the wheat crop there for quality declines. Improving conditions will occur as slowly as we finish out this week and go into the weekend coming up for hard red winter wheat country. Most of the Midwest is expecting to see temperatures that are seasonable for the next full week. I think we'll see a lot of 80-degree high temperatures occurring. There'll be a few lower 90s that will occur periodically in the south and a few upper 70s that will occur in northern areas. Our low temperatures at night are expected to be mostly 50 and 60s across a big part of the region. Every once in a while, we'll see a few lower 70s in the southernmost parts of the region. And remember, now next week, there will be a little bit of a cool-off that will take place, and temperatures may come down a bit more notably across parts of the Midwest, but only for a few days, and we'll turn right around to warm things back up again. And when the warming comes later next week, we'll probably see the rains return to the region as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.